99.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Heavy rain has flooded roads in Southern California and closed the airport in Santa Barbara, where they're still cleaning up after a massive mudslide from the last storm. A swift water rescue team recovered a body from the water in Santa Barbara. Fire Chief Chris Mails.
We're counting in the 6 to 7 inches of rain up in the foothills at this point. So all that water has to come downstream.
Correspondent Carter Evans is in Los Angeles.
Here in SoCal, these mudslides are destructive and expensive. Cars are pretty much totaled, and they're still cleaning up from last week's set of storms, which led to nearly 600 landslides in the LA area, and more rain is in the forecast. So the danger is not over.
In Russia, a new plea for the remains of an opposition leader. Alexei Navalny's mother urging Vladimir Putin to hand over her son's body for burial after his death at an Arctic prison Friday. The Kremlin called claims by Navalny's widow that Putin is hiding the body unfounded and vulgar. His lawyer says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange isn't in court for a hearing in the UK today because he is unwell. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it could be his last chance to stop extradition to the U.S.
Assange has been battling the British courts for 13 years. He's wanted in the U.S. on 18 counts relating to the release of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables. The U.S. argues it imperiled the lives of U.S. agents. His supporters argue he rightly exposed U.S. wrongdoing. He's being held in a London maximum security prison.
In San Francisco, protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as Arab nations put a UN resolution up for a vote today. Reports say the U.S. is negotiating a separate resolution, proposing a temporary ceasefire and warning Israel against invading southern Rafah. An Alabama court has ruled frozen embryos are people, and anyone who tries to destroy them can be held liable in a wrongful death suit. Reproductive rights groups say it could endanger the in vitro fertilization process. Astronomers say they've discovered what may be the shiniest object in the universe, a quasar that shines 500 trillion times brighter than our sun. Jonathan McDowell at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics.
This quasar's taking tens of suns, turning them into energy every year. You don't want to be living next to that.
He says a black hole at its heart is growing so fast it swallows the equivalent of one sun a day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps that undo Republican gerrymanders going back more than a decade. Governor Evers signed the new boundaries into law on Monday. He says the results will be a legislature that reflects the will of the voters.
Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks headed back from their All-Star break and getting ready for their road trip to Minnesota this Friday night. They need to turn things around from that 3-7 record so far under head coach Doc Rivers. The Brooklyn Nets fired their head coach Jacques Vaughn in just the second year of a 4-year contract worth nearly $20 million. Baseball Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Sal Frelick will get a look at playing second and maybe some third base during spring training. In an interview, Pat Murphy was asked, with Craig Counsell, now the manager of the Chicago Cubs, how much bigger will the rivalry be with the Brewers?
Yeah, I think it's good for baseball. I think what Counts did can be viewed in many different ways. I've been close with this guy since he was 17 years old. So, you know, we'll always be close. It doesn't matter what happens. We could fight. Counts could jump on my back during a brawl. That would be his best strategy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15 here today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. And then on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Presidents, they've all aged while in office, right? They age while in office because the job is so stressful that it affects you physically. We've seen it. Obama, first 2 years, President Obama went totally gray. His face started drooping, got all droopy in the face. And one time I was like, is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? George W. Bush, he shrunk 4 inches. At one point, he was looking like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings. Ah, my precious! Bill Clinton, he grew that bulb on the tip of his nose. Bill Clinton looked like the man on the operation board.
First hit in the, I think, late 60s, maybe early 70s, and Carl Carlton has this version in the late 70s, and then we had Gloria Estefan had a hit version of this song, too. We could do for another one. 708 WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Get confused. Confused very easily. We're going to talk videos now. And not only DVDs, Blu-rays, and 4Ks, we're going back with laser discs. And also, oh, my goodness, VHS. You don't have any beta, do you?
We do.
Oh,
we
you do? Okay, yeah, I have tons of beta.
Yeah.
Kenny Williams is here, and the name of the video store is?
Yippee-ki-yay Mother Video.
Okay, there you go. Play off the Die Hard.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis line. Poor Bruce Willis today. Oh, I feel terrible for the guy. He looks great, but he's got so much that he can't even speak anymore. He lost his power of speech.
Yeah, he doesn't look good in a lot of things he's
seen. Yeah, that's too bad. Well, we're all going to get old. What am I going to tell you? So, when did... Now, if you talk to young people today, they'll say, video? What are you talking about? We stream now. What are you talking about? Video, DVDs? Oh, yeah, my grandfather had one of those. At one time, there were like thousands of blockbusters all over the world. I remember back in the 80s, every corner had a video store. Mom and Pop, Blockbuster, you had Planet Video. They're all gone, with the exception of you guys. Are you the last one in Racine?
For sure. There's another rentals place in like the Wisconsin Dells area, but she has like a theater attached to the same place, so it's she doesn't have a lot of rentals.
I was about to say, yeah, there's one in South Africa we remember. If you want to rent a video, go down there. Yeah. So, why? Why do you think? By the way, where is it, first of all?
It's at 2210 Rapids Drive.
Right across from Horlick, yeah.
Yeah, it's inside the Midwest Market.
Yeah, it's right across from Horlick High School. What made you do it?
Desire, and just not a place to get the stuff that I want. And I know I'm not alone. It's been proven in the last almost year.
Is that how long you've been in business for?
Yeah, about a year. Yeah.
Okay, now you and your wife and your kids run it.
Yep, all the time.
Yeah, and you have VHS, now Beta, Laserdisc.
Tons of Laserdisc.
I know. I brought one in here to show you. DVDs, Blu-rays, and 4Ks. I noticed some 4Ks in there as well. Now, the latest thing is 4K, because that's supposed to be the highest quality you can get. 4K, then comes Blu-ray, then comes DVD, then comes Laserdisc, then comes VHS and Beta after that. I had tons of Beta. I still do. I have in boxes in my basement, all my VHS and Beta, and I put them in hard shell cases so they wouldn't get ruined.
Yeah, they stay dry and they'll play well when they stay like that.
Yeah, and that's what. And some of them are so collectible. I was telling you, I have one that's autographed by Tom Laughlin, the four pack of Billy Jack movies, and him and his wife Dolores Taylor, who appeared with him in those movies, they autographed it. So I have that, and that's a collectible. And I'm going to show you two other collectibles in just a moment. I have here. So you have tons of Laserdisc. For people who don't know what Laserdiscs are, because they were pretty short-lived. First, they had Needlevision. Remember that from RCA?
Yeah, we have some of those, too.
You have the Needlevision ones?
Yeah, we have. I don't have a working player, but I probably have 300 discs.
Of Needlevision.
Yeah.
Now, this RCA put these out.
Yeah.
And they had a special player. This was right after VHS. Yeah, they didn't call it Needlevision. Selectivision. But it ran on basically like a needle, like a record player, like an album would run. It didn't last long.
No. It's kind of like a floppy disk in some ways. It slides into the player, and it takes the disk out, and you pull the plastic piece out, and the disk stays in the player.
Then I went to the Consumer Electronics Show in the 80s, and they put on display for the first time laser discs. And I went to McCormick Place in Chicago, and I said, wow! I couldn't believe the quality. And they also had on display the widescreen TVs then. Which, you know, nobody had at that time. They were like $2,000 if you wanted one. And I saw the Laserdisc. I said, oh, I got to have that. So I got a Laserdisc player. But I had the one where you had to flip over the disc halfway through. You had to open the drawer, turn it over like a record album. And then I got another one where it did it electronically. So when you're watching the movie, it flipped it. But you still had that blank, and you can hear it going, shum, 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 boom, and then it flipped over. Or it did it automatically. I love Laserdisc because you had commentaries on there for the first time.
Yeah.
Where VHS and Beta.
Behind the scenes things.
Yeah,
too.
You could, right. You had all these extras on there that the other ones didn't have. And then came DVDs and wiped everything off the shelves. VHS, Beta, Selectivision, I call it Needlevision, Selectivision, Laserdisc, everything was gone. DVDs came out. And you have to admit, it's a great invention. It's a tiny thing the size of a CD, and you can carry like a whole box of them under your arm. And they don't weigh a lot.
No, not like the tapes or the laser discs.
Right.
They weigh a ton.
And they didn't get destroyed as much as VHS tapes did. You know, you used to track them. Remember that phrase, tracking? But DVDs were something brand new, and they were wonderful. And then came Blu-ray. And then Blu-rays gave birth to 4Ks. You still have a lot of people coming in for VHS and Beta?
Every week. Not so much on the Beta. You get a special request for that. We have a Star Wars Beta tape that someone's going to drive quite a bit ways to pay for this weekend. But that's about it. Unless it's something special for Beta, then they really don't seek that one out. But the VHS, they're here every weekend.
Really?
We sell hundreds of them every weekend.
I was going to toss mine in the garbage pail. I was thinking of cleaning out the house. And because I don't know how many years I have left, but you know, I didn't want to leave it to my son to do it. So I thought I'd clean out the house and I was going to throw them in the garbage. And I was telling a neighbor of mine, he said, why don't you sell them? Even for a buck a piece, at least, you know, put it out there. And I was ready to do that. And it was a rainy weekend, so I didn't do it that weekend. And then I didn't do it after at all. I wanted to keep them. I felt bad. I collected them all, you know, for years and years and years, and now I'm not going to throw them out. I felt bad. So I didn't do it. That was the weekend I threw my 45 RPM records in the garbage. Boxes and boxes of 45s.
Just regret it forever.
Well, and I felt bad because when the garbage man came, I saw them all fly out of the garbage pail into his truck, and I just cried. It was like when I had to get rid of my Camaro, I cried when they towed it away. It was, you know, not working anymore, and I cried. And so I can't bring myself to get rid of it. But there is one I would definitely not get rid of, and I'll show you what it is. My cousin is a big fan of the Beatles. He covered the White House for Fox, James Rosen, for years. And one day he told me, he said, "Are you a fan of the Beatles? Because I saw something on eBay you might like." And it was this. It was Let It Be in the original box from a company called Magnetic Home Video, which was the forerunner to CBS Fox Video. And they used to release all the MGM and United Artists movies. And here it is, the original Let It Be in the original box. Yoko put an end to this.
That's a nice shape, too.
Yeah, it's in wonderful shape, yeah. And I keep it preserved at home. I don't let it out of the house, rarely, except for today. This was the fourth movie the Beatles made. It was their concert film, their rooftop concert they had. And they put it out, and this was the beginning of VHS and Beta, magnetic home video. And they played fast and loose with putting, you know, music on video. And they didn't have the rights to the music. And Yoko Ono, who watched out for John Lennon's interest because he was gone at this point, said, "Uh-uh, you ain't putting that out. I'm not giving you any authority." So they pulled it. So whatever was made and printed was out there. They can't take them back. Now, you can find Let It Be on DVD today, but it's not an authorized copy. I think we're going to talk about bootlegs in a minute. I don't think it's bootleg, but it's pretty close to it because we know that Yoko still didn't give her permission to have this music released.
Tape transfer, probably.
And I will tell you that if she did, you'd find a major label releasing it. Because So it's got the original United Artists logo on it. And it's got the Magnetic Home Video logo before CBS Fox. And this is in mint condition. Now, what I did was I made a DVD copy of it just in case something happened to it. Plus, I don't like putting this in the VHS player.
And don't risk it if you don't have to.
Yeah, so I made a VHS. I ran it once. I made a DVD of it. And if I want to watch it, I watch that. But, I'll let you touch it. Now, the label is... Yeah, see, the label's off there, so you got to be careful. Yeah. I didn't want to re-glue it.
And it says CBS Fox, too, on the label.
Right. It says CBS Fox, but it was Magnetic Home Video, and they still had the boxes printed. But that's kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. That's my personal favorite. And my son said to me, "I don't care about any other videos. Leave that one to me." And I said, "You have it."
It says 70 in the tape. I was trying to see the...
Well, that's the movie. It came out in 1970. Yeah. That was I saw that in the theaters. My mom and dad took me, and we expected a Beatle movie in 1970. And they were not expecting an hour and a half concert. A rooftop, and it was kind of really crazily put together. And there were people asking for their money back in the theater because they expected like A Hard Day's Night, Help, something like that, and it wasn't. But in this movie, you could see Yoko breaking up the Beatles. You could see they're doing a session, and Yoko is talking to John in his ear and then reciting it back to Paul. How they were to change the song around, and Paul is getting aggravated. You could see it. He's just because Yoko is now. You know, what was Lennon and McCartney making music for all those years? Now you got Yoko putting her 2 cents in. You ever hear Yoko sing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like a screech. Anyway, so it's the breakup of the Beatles on film. Let It Be. That's my favorite. Okay, you got to touch it once. That's it. It's 7:19. We're talking to Kenny Williams from, what's the name of the video store again?
Yippee-ki-yay Mother Video.
There you go. I want to make sure I say it right.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
people we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Song they played on the Ed Sullivan Show when they came to America. Oh, my loving. Kenny Williams is here, and I got to be very careful when I say the name of your video store. Yippee-ki-yay Mother Video.
Yes.
They're right opposite Horlick High School. You should stop in there sometime if you like VHS movies, beta, laser discs. I would see, and I see young people in there all the time going through the laser discs when I go in there.
The age of the customers is pretty crazy. We get a lot of Carthage College kids. We had one kid, I believe his name's Dale. They were coming for a vintage movie night for VHS. They left with a Laserdisc player, and they've been back every other week since.
Well, I got two Laserdisc players. They're in the basement. I should take them out and give them a run every once in a while. Just
for sure.
Because I have a record player that doesn't work anymore. It was a relatively new record player. We got a brand new record player right here. I don't think it's ever been used. We just got it. Now I'm going to show you one of my Laserdiscs. I have a couple of hundred Laserdiscs at home. A lot of them are collectibles because they were limited edition ones. But this one, something just fell. I heard something fall.
It was
some headphones fell. This is They Shoot Horses, Don't They? This was a big Academy Award winning movie back in 1969, starring Jane Fonda, Susanna York, Michael Sarrazin. I think Gig Young won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for this movie. It was directed by Sidney Pollack, and there's his autograph.
Yeah.
I got an autograph copy. He's no longer with us, so that makes it more valuable. But you can send away for it for a little extra. It's just a card he signs, and they glue it
sure.
to the thing, and it's glued on there permanently. But that's this is the full box set. They did a lot of box sets with Laserdisc, and this was one of them. I have The Sound of Music, a 5-disc set of Laserdiscs. 5 discs.
Weighs a ton.
Yeah, it does weigh a ton. I got the Clint Eastwood trilogy, the Italian Western trilogy, all in a box set like this. But I'll let you hold this. Don't touch the autograph. So that's Sidney Pollack. He directed a ton of movies. He actually appeared in the movie Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
But he directed a ton of great movies.
Sidney Pollack. Absolutely.
And so
2112 of 2500.
Yep, that's it. And when they're gone, they're gone. So I don't know. I'm sure people who had this bought it, held on to it. But it was always one of my favorites. And the movie was excellent, too. I don't know if you ever saw it before.
No, I haven't, actually. Not too many, I haven't.
Yeah, it was a big Oscar-winning movie. It was up for Best Picture of the Year, too. It was very big. So if you had to guess, do more people come in for DVD, Beta, Blu-ray, 4K, or they come in for the VHS and Laserdisc? Because I see the people roaming around that place, and it's very crowded. It's not like a Blockbuster. It's thin aisles with a lot of videos that are still not in order yet, but your wife is
constantly putting
her name is Heidi, constantly putting them in order. And by the way, your son resurfaced one of my Seinfeld DVDs.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Great. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's his responsibility.
How do you do that?
A machine that's in the back we bought, and there's a couple pads if they're a little rougher or just need a cleaning. Just a buffing circle spinner thing. I don't know.
No, because it came in a bad packaging. There was every Seinfeld DVD in one little thing. And they put it in envelopes, and there was glue in the envelopes. And it kind of ruined it. But now that we got it, that's fine and everything else. So when people are coming in looking for VHS, old movies, well, they don't have current movies. And by the way, I got a trivia question for you in a moment. What are they looking for? Are they just looking for collectibles? Just saying, oh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Let me go buy it.
That and a lot of dollar. We have a dollar bin where we have $6 bins with a couple thousand tapes in them.
Oh, I saw those. Those are a dollar?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And anyone that buys a tape or a VCR from us gets 10 tapes out of the dollar bin for free.
Now, can you buy new VCRs anymore?
I think they're mostly refurbished. I clean them and refurbish them before they go out.
Because I have a couple at home. I have a Beta machine. My first Beta machine I bought from my boss for $300. This is when before VHS. So I bought that. And then I bought a Beta Hi-Fi machine, which I was afraid to bring it in the house because I spent a lot of money on it. But it was, the sound was spectacular on the Beta Hi-Fi machines. Then I bought a VHS. And I have a couple of, my Beta machines, you know, didn't work anymore. So I went on eBay several years ago and I bought one, a Beta machine. Got to have it because I have all my daughter's growing up movies are on Beta.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I can get them transferred.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah. So I got them on Beta. And so I still have that machine. I got a couple of VHS machines. If I see one at a garage sale or something, I'll pick it up for $5 or whatever. It's worth it just to, you know, have one laying around. The ones I'm worried about are the DVD and Blu-ray machines, because I have two DVD machines and one Blu-ray, and I always want to get a backup because I have so many of these movies on Blu-ray. If something happens to this one, I got to make sure I have it. Now, they still sell new ones.
Yeah, those are easy to get still.
You can still get them at Best Buy and so forth. But so where do you find your machines from? At the garage sales?
Or, yes, a lot of thrifting, or when I buy collections from people, you know, you get their machines too.
Now, these are not all your movies in the story. I know you had to clean out your closet and get those out of there.
A lot of them were. Anyone that knows me knows this has always been a hoarding problem in my house.
And that's great. Now, I'm going to get some background on you. Well, let's see here. We have time. Yeah, we have a little bit of time left. You've always been loving your movies, right?
Ever since I was a little kid, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can remember every movie I went to and every theater I've seen it at.
Can too, yeah.
Yeah, I can name every movie. Now, we went to a lot of Times Square. Growing up in New York, we went to a lot of the big theaters in Times Square to see movies. But I can remember every theater I went to. I can remember my first movie. It was at the Shirley Drive-In on Long Island. It was Tammy and the Bachelor. And I don't know why I remember that, because I must have been a little kid, but I just remember this stuff. I have trouble remembering my daughter's birthday, but I can remember every movie.
I remember where I rented things, so.
The first video store I went to was called the Video Station. It was in Milwaukee, and two guys ran it, and they had Beta and VHS, and that's all they had. And I remember renting the movies $5 a night. But, you know, that was expensive, but that's what you had to rent, $5 a night. Then, one block away. This was on Silver Spring, right off Silver Spring in Milwaukee. A Blockbuster opened up and did them in.
They killed everybody.
Yeah. Blockbuster came in, and it's ironic because there are no more Blockbusters anymore, except one.
Yeah.
In Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
The last Blockbuster in the world. And they do more of a nostalgia business because people want to go in there.
Sure.
But, you know, everybody remembers the Blockbuster stores. Then there was something called Planet Video. Remember Planet Video?
They were much better than Blockbuster, in my opinion. Blockbuster regulated what people watched. Places like Planet Video and the mom-and-pop stores bought a more diverse section of movies.
And also, there was Family Video, which just recently closed up about a year or so ago.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, Family Video was great, too. But, you know, they saw the writing on the wall. And that was it. You didn't obviously see the writing. You missed that part.
Yeah, I came back after it was written for some reason.
Kenny Williams is here from Yippee-Ki-Yay Mother Video.
Yes,
make sure I say that right. It's 729 at WRJN. Stay right where you are. We're looking for some sunshine today. Beautiful day with a high near 49. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 43. Stay right where you are.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday.
But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
So you'd like to find that little slice of paradise out in the country. Well, do your homework. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. That's the advice of Steve LeFou. He is a loan officer with Compure Financial, and he says what many people looking to buy out in the country don't realize, a lot of lenders don't want to deal with things like raw land or aged rural properties. He said especially if you're a first-time home buyer, do your homework and get your paperwork ready.
I think that there's more demand than there is supply. So if you're wanting to buy that little slice of heaven in the country, you may need to be prepared well in advance and ready to strike when that property hits the market, because you may not have very much time from when it hits the market to when it's already under contract. So whether you are a few months away from thinking that you're going to be a first-time home buyer or a few years, it's good to get these things, this information under your belt.
Steve LeFou, he is a loan officer with Compure Financial. He said the other thing you have to realize when you're purchasing properties in rural areas, they come with some additional baggage, like maintaining your own well as your own septic. He said those are extra inspections that you're going to have to go through before that property can be purchased. They're going to be having a first-time homeowner seminar online tomorrow at 1 p.m. You can find details and get registered at compure.com.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's grassroots policy really truly is a bottom-up process. This is truly started at the bottom by the members, for the members. It really does work its way up the chain, because this is the core foundation of Farm Bureau. We truly are all-encompassing, and that's why I really believe in the Farm Bureau mission.
WFBF.com.
We are the voice of agriculture.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And some congratulations are in order for the 2024 Organic Farmers of the Year. The award going to Full Circle Community Farm just outside of Seymour. The owner-operators include Rick Adamski, Valerie Dantoin, Andrew Adamski, Heather Toman, and Scott Rosenberg. They'll be recognized this week in La Crosse at the 2024 Marble Seed Organic Farming Conference. There's your food news on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15 here today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. And then on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
It is the evening.
I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by.
I love the fact that the Rolling Stones are having their... He's 80 years old, Mick Jagger. He's going on tour, sponsored by AARP. When the Rolling Stones first started back in the 60s, do you ever think they'd, first of all, still be around today performing, but sponsored by AARP, the American Association for Retired People? Huh. It's 7:35 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. We're talking videos. And Kenny Williams is here, but from Yippee-ki-yay Mother Video. I'm so careful on how to say that. Now, when you... You've been with movies all your life.
Yeah.
How'd you get started in the movie? You know, you've been with PBS. You worked for, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. So like tell 10. Us a little bit of history here.
I went to a film school through MATC because they have a you can work at a television station at the same time, and you work on shows. It was just something I always wanted to do. Dreamed about it as a little kid.
But you're not in that business anymore.
Construction pays more.
Yeah. Go where the money is. Follow the money. Yeah. But you also said you filmed some things, including one that was pretty outrageous.
Well, it was a unfortunate incident where someone passed away after a fight that we were shooting for a TV show we were doing.
This was martial arts.
Yeah, like mixed martial arts.
Yeah, well, yeah, this wasn't a violent, you know, on the street act. This was part of a tournament.
Yeah, it was a controlled thing. It was just a series of accidents that led to it.
Yeah, people get hurt in those martial arts things. You're hitting people and, you know.
Sometimes, I mean, no matter how controlled or safe that it could be or how professional an event it was ran like.
So you actually filmed when he got killed?
No, it was later. He passed away a couple hours later.
From what you filmed. But you said you destroyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't want anybody to ever find it, and parents and...
You know, the internet's a terrible thing, and
I didn't want to crop up.
And my kids are pretty little, and all I could think of was, you know, if someone watched that, you know, or popped up years later as my kid, I wouldn't want that. So
I feel bad on shows like Dateline when they relive all these killings in 2020, and the family members have to relive that every time it's on TV and reruns. And, you know, I know my brother's wife was murdered, and thank goodness it's not anywhere where people can see it. My wife found the cold case file on internet from Chicago Police Department, still looking for the murderer of Dale. And you know, that's a horrible thing to have to see and relive every single time.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I got rid of it.
I'm glad you did. You did a good thing there.
Not everyone was happy when I did that. But
do you have collectibles? Well, who cares what they think? You know, you have to live with yourself. Do you have collectibles that you have that you would never put up for sale?
Probably.
All right, give us some. What do you have that you think you can, that you wouldn't part with?
I have a Jim Cameron signed Terminator arm.
Ooh.
Yeah, there was like a 700 of them, 750 of them.
Now, is this just a replica? Or,
yeah. Oh,
it's a replica.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But it's a pretty cool prop. I mean, I've had it a long time.
I'll be back. Terminator.
One of my favorites.
So where'd you get that from? Did you see him sign it?
No. Mm-hmm. eBay.
See, that's the thing with signatures. You're never 100% sure. My brother...
I hope so.
Yeah, my brother dealt in the beer can industry, you know, selling cans and so forth. And he was at all these shows. You're never quite sure if these signatures are real or not. Now, when I bought the Billy Jack stuff, I bought it from his website, Tom Laughlin. So I know it was real because it was his website. And I don't think he would forge it.
Love those movies.
Oh, the Billy Jack films? Yeah, Born Losers. He wasn't even the star of it. It was, what was it? Not Jane. I can't think of the actress. She's an older actress, but she was in there. But he was Billy Jack, but he looked different. He had a different cowboy hat. He had a cowboy hat on.
He's still fine in his character.
Yeah, that was a drive-in movie, Born Losers. Yeah. Did you ever hear the story with Billy Jack when it got released by Warner Brothers? They put it on a double bill with THX 1138.
Yeah.
And it bombed. And he sued Warner Brothers because they gave it such a lousy release. And he won, and they had to re-release it, and it became one of the biggest films Warner Brothers had in 1971.
He, like, traveled around with film prints.
Yeah.
He's an interesting story guy.
Became a huge hit. You ever seen a movie filmed?
Yeah.
What did you see filmed?
I worked on a few indie movies here and there.
Did you see a big title being filmed?
I'm Public Enemies a little bit.
Oh, the Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah.
That was filmed up in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, like Manitowish Waters area.
Manitowish Waters, yeah.
I was just working on something else real small, and we bounced over there for a day or two.
Yeah, Little Bohemia. They filmed it at the original site there where John Dillinger had his. So here's the big movie I saw being filmed. And as soon as I say some of this, you might recognize it. I was on, sorry, I lived in New York. I was in Central Park West up by Columbus Circle. I don't know if you know where that place is. But anyway, it's on the upper west side of Manhattan. And I'm sitting on a bench waiting for someone. They had to go into an office for something. And I'm sitting there waiting, and I see all these banners across Central Park West Columbus Circle. And I see cameras around. I say, oh, they're filming a political commercial. It was 1975. The election was coming up. And there was a banner, Palentine for President. And I said, Palentine? I don't know. Is he running for president? I'm just sitting there. And you see this stuff all the time in New York, you know, cameras around. And I'm paying no attention. They're rolling the cameras and everything. And I had to leave, and I walked away. About 6 months later, 7 months later, I'm watching the review on TV of this movie, and there's Palentine for President. I said, Palentine for President? Wait a second. I know I've seen that before. So I can't picture where I've seen it, but I've seen that. It was Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro. That's where he had the mohawk and was going to assassinate Palentine. Yeah. But Robert De Niro was not a star at that time. And there also in that scene was Sybil Shepherd and Albert Brooks. They were all there.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who they were, and you see this stuff all the time. The only other one I saw who was going to get filmed, I was taking my sister-in-law to a Broadway musical, and we got out at night, and there were these giant moving van trucks parked up and down 43rd Street. And I looked inside, and it's a movie production company. So I nosied in. There was a guy sitting there guarding it. And I said, what are you doing here? He said, we're filming a movie. I said, really? Anything big? Any big stars? He goes, no, other than Miss Meryl Streep. I said, Meryl Streep's going to be here? She goes, oh, no, she's not in this scene. I forget the young actress who was in this scene, and you'll know her as soon as I say her name. I said, what's the name of the movie? He goes, The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I didn't know what Prada was. I said, is it a horror movie? He goes, no, it's about a woman who runs a fashion company. I said, oh. And about 7-8 months went by, and I saw the movie. It was the scene where, I can't forget her name. She was the one that was being bossed around by
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. She's in Times Square. And she's meeting her father, and Meryl Streep is calling from some island that's under a hurricane watch or something. But that was the scene they filmed. They had about 6 or 7 moving vans full of equipment and all these people, and the scene lasted for less than a minute on screen.
Yeah.
That's why it's so expensive to make a movie. I mean, they do all that stuff. The only other movies I saw being filmed was when I went to Universal Studios. We took the tour in 1983 and saw Streets of Fire.
I love that flick. Anything about Walter Hill, I'm a sucker for.
Yeah, we saw that being, it was filmed, and it was a subway scene, not an L train scene, but it was built under this giant tarp or something, and you were able to, they took the tram through there, you saw it. The other movie I saw being filmed, they wouldn't tell us the name of it. They told us the fake name, but after the tour was over, they said, now we'll tell you the real name. Back to the Future 2.
Uh-huh.
They were filming. It was right there. In the square with the library. Remember that big library scene in the first one?
Mm.
When, they had to hook the electric thing up to the library. That was the same building used in To Kill a Mockingbird. That was the courthouse. Also,
in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that building. Yeah. So that was the scene we went through, and you could see all the stuff was kind of super, futuristic. And he said, yeah, it's Back to the Future 2. And they were filming 3 at the same time, but 2 was right there. Anyway, so those are the only movies I saw filmed. So that was it. That's my big movie career out in Hollywood. Now, you're a young guy. You ever see any Cinerama movies?
Not in theaters, just DVD.
Yeah, I have the Blu-rays to all the Cinerama films.
Our Blu-ray.
The Blu-ray and DVDs to all the travelogues they made. Now, I don't think I saw any travelogues in the movie theaters, but I did see a lot of the big Cinerama films at the Cinerama Theater in New York. We saw 2001 A Space Odyssey in Cinerama. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Huh.
But these were the single lens Cinerama films. If you saw the travelogues, they used 3 projectors to project it onto this giant screen with 6-track stereo sound, which was unheard of at the time. And I still think going to the theater is the best experience for a movie.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you want to collect the film, fine. You can collect it and watch it anytime you want to on home video. But to experience it, you got to go to a movie theater, especially these Marcus
large
has
as possible.
Yeah, Marcus has these ultra screens. If you go to an ultra screen,
oh,
movie,
yeah. I mean, I didn't do that wraparound screen yet, though. I've been meaning to.
Oh, well, yeah, they have the wraparound.
And the Ridge Cinema, I think, has one.
Yeah. The when I went to the Cinerama theaters in New York, they had 150-degree curve to the screens. It was huge, especially like in 2001, A Space Odyssey. I mean, it was amazing what they were doing with that. And we saw Grand Prix in Cinerama. We saw Khartoum, The Greatest Story Ever Told, The Hallelujah Trail, all these big Cinerama films. Do you have any 3D movies?
Sure. Oh, yeah, quite a few, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have a bunch of them. The last one I got, only because it was in the cheap bin and I bought it, was the Polar Express in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not as good as when you go to the movie theaters to watch it because you're using the red and blue things, where now they don't do that. They have like a grayish show. It looks good. We saw the movie Gravity in 3D with Sandra Bullock. You ever seen
that? Yeah, that's a movie. Yeah.
I took my mother, who was in her 80s at that time. I said, Mom, you got to see this movie. And when the tools are floating away from her, they're floating in the theater. It was the best 3D I've ever seen in my life. And my mother is reaching up to grab. I said, Mom, stop that. You're making people nervous. And she's trying to grab it in the air. That's how good the 3D was.
Yeah.
You look at some of the early 3D films, they're terrible. But that was good. And I have a couple at home. The Polar Express I have in 3D.
Some of them work really well.
I have an adult film in 3D. The only reason I got it was stores going out of business. And I said, an adult film in 3D? I can't believe it. It's on VHS. I don't even know where it is today. I think I threw it out. But yeah, it was a nice fad for a while. But, you know, they still make them.
It comes and goes.
I did see a movie in 360. It was at the World's Fair in 1964, and I'll show you a picture of it in just a second. We take the break. It was at the Cinerama Pavilion, and the entire ceiling inside was a movie. And when they ran it fast, you felt like you were flying through the air.
Give you a seizure?
What it did was make you feel like you were in a rocket ship blasting off, and that was the whole purpose of it, to the moon and beyond. You held on to your seat. They don't do this stuff anymore in theaters, but you held on to your seat, and you were afraid to let go of it because you thought you were flying through the air. That's how good this was. It's called To the Moon and Beyond, and it lasted for 2 years, and then they got rid of it. The only other ones, William Castle, familiar with his movies?
Yeah.
William Castle, he was a real schlock guy. He made a lot of, like, 13 Ghosts and Homicidal. But he was a big producer of Rosemary's Baby. That's his big movie. Made Macabre. And he made The Tingler. The Tingler, what he did was he had theaters hook up little electronic buzzers to the seats.
Mm-hmm.
And when Vincent Price was on the screen and said, "The Tingler is loose in this theater," they used to hit the electric button and juice the seats. Could you imagine doing that today? Could you imagine the lawsuits putting an electric shock through the seats? They only did it with select seats in the theaters, and they'd shock it, and people would scream because you're getting a jolt of electricity in your metal seat. And they did that, and he did a bunch of others too with The House on Haunted Hill. He actually had a skeleton fly on wires through the theater, which was, you know, kids were trying to tear it down and throw things at it. But he always had these gimmicks in the theaters. That was fun.
Yeah, make it fun. Why not?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. You don't have The Tingler, do you?
No.
It's on DVD.
Yeah, we might. I know we have House on Haunted Hill and some of the other stuff.
House on Haunted Hill.
I'm not sure if The Tingler's in there or not.
Yeah, all these great. I know you have a whole big scary section, horror section.
Yeah, the wife curates that one.
Yeah, and they're all good. They're not, you know, slasher movies per se, but they're, you know, the good scary ones from the 60s, 70s, and
yeah, we got 80s. A pretty wide selection. There's 8,000 horror movies probably, and a lot more to come as our space gets larger, which right around April 1st we should be moving in. We'll have about three times the square footage, so we'll be able to put out a lot more movies.
Nice. Stay right where you are. Don't move.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Played on the radio. There it is. Hope it's not the last song. I may get a call when this is over. Kenny Williams is here. We're talking videos, DVDs, Blu-rays, Beta, Laserdiscs, everything. So everybody's claiming the DVD is dead. These are the same people that claim the radio was dead, you know, when TV came around in the 1940s. So you don't feel it's dead, though.
I say it all the time. I said the video store is not dead. It's just changing. It's not necessarily about new releases anymore. It's about the curation of the old or discovery of stuff that you didn't know existed.
So streaming became big during COVID because people couldn't leave the house. So they said, well, we got to sign up for this. And they're signing up for this. And there's a funny radio commercial, a TV commercial. And it says, we have too many streaming services, so we have to make some cuts. Grandma's got to go.
Yeah, it's true.
And so they said, well, if we sign up for Max, we get all this stuff. So there were so many. Actually, Paramount Plus and one other are combining now. Paramount Plus and Peacock Plus are combining.
You have to watch commercials.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So here's what happened with me. I didn't sign up for any streaming services because I like to rent movies and I signed up with Netflix DVD service a couple of years ago. Netflix started out before Netflix was on stream. They rented DVDs. That's how
by mail.
Yeah, that's how Netflix got started. And I went with that. I loved it. Then one day I get a note said we're ending. Well, I said I got one more $30 gift certificate for Netflix. Can I use it? Nope. I said, but you have another 2 months to go. Can I use it? Nope. No, we're not accepting any more Netflix. You know, those little cards you buy at the supermarket for Netflix credit. They said, nope, can't use it. I said, what am I going to do with it? I don't know. Sign up for Netflix. And so I used it to get the Netflix service. And I watched one thing on the Netflix service. And then we had two of the cards, so I had to sign up twice. There's nothing on there that of interest me on Netflix. And I'm looking at these streaming services. There's nothing on there that I really want to watch.
I kind of refer to Netflix as the Blockbuster of the streaming services. They pull and put stuff whatever they want to do, so it's not the same as owning a physical copy or having a physical copy that can't be messed with.
Right. At night, I have a little DVD player on my nightstand, and what I do is I every night before I go to bed, I pop on a Dick Van Dyke DVD or a Two and a Half Men or an Odd Couple or a King of Queens or a Sergeant Bilko.
Something that'll play for a while.
Yeah, and it lulls me to sleep. And I put that on my nightstand, and I can watch anything I want, anytime I want to watch with my DVDs and Blu-rays. And I've got a ton of them, a whole wall. And I watch them all the time. And the stuff I don't have, I got from your store, the trailers. I like movie trailers, especially from the 60s and 70s, you know, all those schlocky trailers. Yeah. Big name stars in them. How'd they get Ray Milland in that movie, The Two-Headed Man? How did they get him in that film with Rosie Grier? This guy won an Academy Award, and he's starring in that junk. Anyway, I love watching the trailers. I love the commentaries. And I'll tell you one commentary. I got The Good and the Bad and the Ugly, which I already had like four copies of it. I had it on VHS. I had it on two different DVDs. But I wanted it on Blu-ray because of the commentary by Tim Lucas. And I got a hold of Tim Lucas. And I said to him, you know, you missed one thing in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I showed you what it was.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I said, how did you miss this? He goes, what are you talking about? I said, there's a car driving by in one of the scenes when they blow up the bridge, Clint Eastwood and Eli Wallach. This took place during, this is a Civil War movie. And there's a car going by. And he says, hold on. And he ran it. And he said, and I said, now warning, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And he said, every time he watches this film now, his eyes are going to go to that car. I saw it in the movies. I never noticed it before, but now it's so noticeable. I got to get one thing in here.
I'm going to notice from now on.
Yeah, that's the problem when you see mistakes in a movie. I mean, you notice them more. I got a note here from Stuart J. Waddles, and I just want to make mention of this real quickly because it's real important. We have primary day today in Racine and around the state, and listen for election updates. Tonight on WRJN, Stuart J. Waddles will be compiling local results and getting them on the air after 8 o'clock tonight. Election information is online, too, at myvote.wi.gov. Or just turn on WRJN tonight. Stuart J. Waddles will have all the local election results for you right here on WRJN. Just want to make sure we get that in there. So what do you see next in the line for physical? 4K is as far as we can go with physical media, 4K?
Maybe. I don't know how many more formats the consumers will tolerate. I mean, but well, 4K is pretty great for restorations. There's a big difference in a restoration, whether it's a 4K restoration on 4K.
Well, I saw something interesting yesterday. I forget who sent it to me now. Oh, a good friend of mine sent it to me. I had lunch with him yesterday. It was back in, let me think of the year. Now, he said in the early 1900s, when horse-drawn carriages were all over the streets, people were saying in 10 years you'll be driving cars. And they said, well, not horses are going to be. What do you mean cars? Horses. 10 years later, horses were gone. Cars took over. And the reason this guy brought it up with is because they said in about 10 years or less, you're going to see nothing but AI driving your cars for you. People say, oh, no, that can never happen. The people with horses said the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure when CDs came around, you know, instead of records, people said, oh, no one's going to buy those. When DVDs replaced VHS, oh, no one's going to buy those. You don't know what's coming down the pike next.
True, true.
But you'll still be selling those VHS cassettes, DVDs, 4Ks, and Blu-rays, right?
Yeah, they
and
keep...
Beta, and Laserdiscs. Okay, give the name of the story is...
Yippee-ki-yay Mother Video.
I'm so afraid of saying that. Yippee-ki-yay Mother Video. It's right across from Horlick High School, and it's in the building. What's it say on top of the building?
Oh, the Midwest Market.
Midwest Market.
Yeah.
Kenny Williams, thanks. And thank your wife. Too. She didn't come in today, but Heidi's a very nice lady, and I thank
you. You're welcome.
And your kids as well.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. All right, see you tomorrow. I'm Don Rosen, WRJN. Don't move. Election day. Don't forget to vote today, all right? We'll have the results tonight after 8 o'clock with Stuart J. Waddles right here on WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is go. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 a.m. for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. See?